Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, cutting into the avocado... What are you doing, James?
Just there's a fly on the desk and I was getting it, but I got the cutlery as well.
Oh, right, okay. Yes. I was going to do it as like avocado. It's like an avocado and then the stone was going to be...
We own a dream restaurant, Ed and I, and we invite a guest every single week and we ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order. And this week, our guest is...
Amy Gledhill, a wonderful comedian. She's a stand-up comedian. She's in a sketch group as well. Absolutely brilliant. So funny. Can't wait to have her in the Dream Restaurant.
Yes, I say one of our favourite new comedians in recent years.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. The term new is because we're so old now.
Yes. It's quite shocking when I have to confront that.
Yes.
Amy's recently been on Hypothetical as well, hasn't she?
Yeah, she was fantastic on Hypothetical. I love her sketch group, The Delightful Sausage, one of the best sketch groups going today,
yes.
I'd say. And she's doing her debut Edinburgh solo show, stand-up show, isn't she, this year?
Yes, The Girl Before The Girl You Marry is the name
Such
of the show, which is a great title. She will be doing that for the month of August at the Edinburgh Fringe at the Monkey Barrel, so do go and check that out. I'll be at the Edinburgh Fringe for a little bit as well.
Oh, doing
the 8th to the 14th at the Assembly George Square Theatre. Go onto my website at gamble.co.uk for details of that and of the rest of my tour. But I'm one of those guys who just goes up for a few nights now.
Yeah.
An old man.
Also, listen, very excited to have Amy on the podcast. But as with all our guests, if she picks an ingredient, a secret ingredient, which we deem to be disgusting, then we will kick her out of the Dream Restaurant. And... this week, the secret ingredient is...
a horrible sausage. Because as you just heard, Amy is in a sketch group called The Delightful Sausage, so yeah. The secret ingredient this week is a horrible sausage.
Yes, so if she picks a sausage, we will ask her...
You said if she picks a sausage there in the exact rhythm of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
So if she picks a sausage, we'll ask if it is horrible.
There you go.
Yeah,
we found it, guys. My exact perfect humour.
Exactly what Ed likes. So, yeah, but so remember, just a sausage on its own, isn't? We're not going to kick her out.
No.
We're going to ask how nice a sausage is on a scale from delightful to horrible.
Yeah.
And if she says horrible...
But I also think it should be if she picks, like one of those Richmond sausages or a pepperoni, she's gone.
Yeah, yeah, because we think they're horrible.
We think they're horrible.
So anything that we think is a horrible sausage, you're gone.
Yeah, but I hope she doesn't say that because she's great fun.
Yeah.
This is the off-menu menu of Amy Gledhill. Welcome, Amy, to the Dream Restaurant.
Oh, thank you very much.
Welcome, Amy Gledhill, to the Dream Restaurant. Been expecting you for some time.
This is really exciting. It's more dramatic than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
The visuals, you weren't expecting the visuals?
No. Wow.
Can
the
you,
sound effects.
Describe to the listener
yeah.
the high budget, the sound effects that you just said, they were quite big.
It's you know how in the new Obi-Wan series, mm-hmm. they're not using green screen, they're using actual LCD TVs, basically.
Right.
It's that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah, it's that.
But it's the floor, it's the ceiling, yeah. it's you guys. Yeah. It's really blown my mind. yeah, Can't believe it.
That technology is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love all that stuff.
Yeah. Not seen it.
Oh, it's the same stuff they used in Mandalorian.
What, they don't use green screen in that?
No, it's this, it's this 360 stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
360 yeah.
The world, you mean the world?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like we're, like we've got now, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they go in this little space, don't they?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and it goes all around them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's got like stuff in it.
You never yeah. sounded more Kettering.
And
I do this, don't it?
And it just looks like they're in there. You think they were there?
Does it?
Yeah, yeah, when they're in the desert and stuff.
It's amazing, Ed. You're going to yeah. love it. Yeah.
Because I was imagining when you said the LCD screens, like a box of just all screens, like a sort of 90s rap video.
Kind of.
Ooh.
Is it a bit like that?
Kind of like Matrix when he goes into Kentucky Fried Chicken World, when all the screens...
What?
All the screens have got the kernel on them.
I don't remember the specific bit of the Matrix where he goes into Kentucky Fried Chicken World.
Well, it's like the bit when he's like, the guy looks like the Colonel and there's all the screens.
Right. Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
No,
yeah,
I know
yeah,
what you
yeah.
mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the architect.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Not, yeah, it's not the Colonel, though, is it? From no.
They don't explicitly say it isn't. They don't clear that up. And there's a lot of exposition in that film, yeah. so you'd think that if it wasn't the Colonel, they'd go out their way to say it wasn't.
Quite appropriate for this podcast, then, if we're in Kentucky Fried Chicken World in the Matrix.
Yeah. Is that what you would like if you were in the Matrix?
Let's do it, yeah. Let's get the Colonel up on these screens.
Yeah.
There he is. And there he is.
Would that be your go-to?
No.
KFC?
No.
Of the fast foods?
Do you know what? It'd be Greg's. God, what a loser.
That wouldn't have translated globally for The Matrix, I don't think.
No, sure. They could have changed Neo's name to Greg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would have been cool.
That would have been good.
That would have been pretty good.
Your real name is Greg. Fair enough.
So your go-to... Mm. Well, I wouldn't even think of Greg's as fast food, though. I still live in a world where Greg's is a baker's.
Pretty fast.
You know?
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
If you were thinking, I want some fast food,
yeah.
you would choose a Greg's over any of the
I would. I think you've got the more variety. You know, mm-hmm. you've got your hot stuff, you've mm-hmm. got your cold stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't often get that in a super fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't often do the cold stuff.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do, but
not
it's
deliberately,
not...
though. No.
That's just when it's not fast
KFC,
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
and sweet stuff as well.
Yeah.
You've got
the whole range there.
Well, what's your... I mean, I don't want to be doing spoilers. Is Greg's on your dream menu?
No, but do you know what? You could get some of the items from Greg's.
So I was going to say, like, you know, if you look at hot stuff, cold stuff, sweet stuff from Greg's, have you got, like, a go-to for each of those categories?
Yeah.
Oh, from Greg's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play hot stuff, cold stuff, sweet stuff with Amy Gledhill.
Oh, this is great. This
now,
is brilliant.
Now, I'm going to say that Benito's dog is being too noisy.
Benito kept saying before we record, he went, Toast is going to be in here for this record, but don't worry, he'll just go to sleep. And every time he said it, I thought, man, no, he's not.
Let's play hot stuff, cold stuff, sweet stuff with Amy Gledhill.
Love it. Hot stuff, cheese noodle and pasty.
Yeah.
Cold stuff, a chicken baguette.
Oh.
Sweet stuff, a six-pack of yum-yums.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
That's
too much,
stuff,
isn't
actually.
It?
No, I think six-pack of yum-yums, it sounds good. You're speaking my language.
So, yeah, it's the yum-yums, but times six.
Yeah. You get them in, you get
12
them in
yums,
a pack
really.
Of...
Say it. Say what it is.
Yum, 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 yum.
No, the last one still has to be yums.
That's how I ask for them.
Yeah.
We would ask the listeners to film themselves role playing, ordering a six pack of yum yums at Greg's.
Yeah.
And you have to do it without a script and you have to get it right and make sure the last one is yums.
Yeah.
Tweet them at Off Menu Official.
Please.
And make sure you tag in Amy Gledhill.
Right.
Benito's dog, Toast, is going crazy. I mean, listen, Toast, this is not your episode. This is Amy's episode. Maybe Toast wants to play hot stuff, cold stuff, sweet stuff. That's what it is.
What would you go for?
I have not been to Greg's in years, but I was very surprised when you didn't say sausage roll.
Okay. Mm.
Because I would think everyone surely would say sausage roll.
Sure.
The Greg's sausage roll is a beautiful thing.
That might be. I mean, I've been to Greg's twice ever.
What?
Yeah, pretty bad, eh? Once in Kettering and once when on the road. Can't even remember where I was. I think sausage roll once I had, and the other one I had some sort of steak bake or something.
Yeah.
Well, I say sausage, bean and cheese bake.
Oh, nice.
It's really good. But I've eaten a lot of them
actually a lot of the hot things cold because I used to work in a pub next to the Greggs.
Oh.
And we used to have lock-ins. And then at 5 a.m, they used to come and pick up the old stuff and bring the new stuff. And if you come out of the pub just at the time they do it, you go, get out of that. Okay, yeah, you have a bag of that. And you go back home and put it all in the fridge and then spend the next few days eating cold steak bakes and stuff.
And yum.
Yeah, and yum.
Maybe get one of the hot things cold, put some sugar on it. It's all free categories.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the dream.
Yeah? Ultimate life hack.
Yeah, I'd go sausage roll, probably like some sort of sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think their cold game is as good as their
hot
game.
You're absolutely right.
Amy, if you're in the Matrix and you go into a room and the person behind the Matrix, the architect, is also a mascot for a fast food chain, which mascot for a fast food chain would you hope it would be? There's a lot to choose from here. There's not, you know, there's obviously the Burger King.
Well, what does the Burger King look like?
I think his head is a burger and it like flaps open. You know, the mouth is like
absolutely
that.
Absolutely horrifying.
That's so scary. So scary. Don't want that one.
Yeah. Although, for a while there was like an actual king, like with a goatee, that looked like a bit of a V for Vendetta kind of thing.
Yeah. You know? He's quite a long face.
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
No.
there's a whole cast of characters from McDonald's, obviously. I'll let you have any of those ones.
Okay. Yeah,
the Hamburglar or Grimace or Ronald himself.
Not to spoil my answer.
Yeah. I'll let you have the Barcelos Cockerel from Nando's.
Are we going global? Can we have Wendy from Wendy's?
You can have Wendy from Wendy's.
I think she'd be the nicest one.
Yeah.
I think she'd be the least threatening. All the rest have got a bit of a sinister energy so far,
They do. They do, yeah.
You don't really notice that until
you put them all together.
Yeah, breaking them down.
Yeah.
I'd go Wendy's. You'd go Wendy's.
I'd go Grimace.
Yeah, I think you want Grimace to explain to you what the Matrix is.
Yeah. And also explain to me what he is.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Ronald McDonald barely makes sense.
Yeah.
But then the Hamburglar, I get that. He steals hamburgers, right? Sure. There's a hamburger restaurant.
There he is.
The fuck is Grimace?
Yeah. what is it? I think I'd want the little chef.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you didn't.
Cute.
Interesting, you didn't name the little chef because you already had it in the back of your mind that what you were going to pick.
I didn't, actually. No.
Not like Amy Wright picked the little chef. I'm not even going to say it.
It was between the little chef or that fucking Quaker who runs the Toby Carvery.
We're not surely including the Toby Carvery in sort of popular fast food restaurants.
Well, it's your episode.
Oh, do you know what? Is it fast? It's not fast, is it? But I think it deserves to be up there.
Yeah,
I think it deserves
mascot.
To be up. It's a chain.
Yeah.
What a chain.
Yeah.
What a
fan?
Great
are you a fan
chain.
Of the Toby Carvery?
Do you know what? I've had too much. You know when you listen to a song too much and it's ruined? I've been to too many. I've been to Toby Carvery's. All around the country.
But how does that come up so often? Because I don't see a Toby Carvery, really. Like, when you hear a song, it's on the radio the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm not listening to the radio and they go to the Toby Carvery.
You can find them. If you know where to look.
Are you seeking them out?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was doing tour support for someone and they sort of said, let's go to Toby Carvery before every single...
Do you know what I thought? I thought for a second, why hasn't Amy named who she was on tour support with? Normally they'd name them. And then you said that, I'm like, yep, that's why. You don't want people to... You think, they might not want that being made public.
Is it Dave Gorman? It sounds like one of his challenges.
A Dave Gorman challenge.
Before every show... Was it a big tour?
It was... Yeah. It was too much. I ruined just absolutely. Like the first one, it was like, oh, this is quite nice.
Yeah,
you know, you're getting some veg in, lovely.
Yeah.
By like day 26 or something, you're like, I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be really sick.
Because I guess are there options at a Toby Carvery if you like want to eat a bit lighter before you go on or whatever?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But it's very difficult to choose that. I don't think I have that in my DNA to like go up to a place where you can have as much as you want and just select, you know, the appropriate amount.
No, I agree.
You know?
I'm sort of the same.
Just like, whack it on. I'll decide when I get to the table. And then, then it's too late. The damage has been done. We all know what's going to happen. Such a slow, bloated performance every single night.
From both of you, I got
to say. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You and Morgan Spurlock.
Not heard his name said out loud for like 8 years. Spurlock's back.
Spurlock's in town.
Yeah.
hey, Amy, I've got a new challenge for us. We do Toby Carvery every day. Prove that it's not good for you.
Yeah.
Spurlock, you've gone too far this time.
But I've only done it for a day.
I'm going to prove it to people. Right.
Do you get a choice of gravy? I don't think I've been to a Toby Carvery
before. You do, yeah. You get
What's the gravy choice?
There's like the classic Toby gravy.
Yeah.
Gravery.
Well, there we go.
Toby gravy. That's a spin-off chain.
Yeah.
Just the gravy. Or you can drink gravy.
Well, that's where you get buried after you eat every day for a while.
into the gravy. Pay your respects over there.
If you fill in this card with all the stamps, within a month, you get a free plot in the Toby gravy.
Oh no, I would have got that plot.
Yeah, you'd
that's
be there.
Harrowing.
You and Spurlock side by side in the grave.
She died how she lived at a Toby Carvery.
Classic
you
gravy.
Get classic. You get like a veg gravy, and I think like there might even be a third one, like a particularly onion gravy. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's a good name for it as well. Particularly onion.
Particularly onion.
Well, we got to go there now.
Yeah.
When we take off menu on the road.
Yeah.
We have to stop at a Toby Carvery every show. As is tradition on all tours in Britain.
That's the thing, though. I really try and not eat too much before I go on when I'm on tour, because otherwise it is that thing of like, oh, hey, guys, how's it going? But if we take this show on the road, we have to eat before the show, because we've got to tell the audience about where we've been, right?
We'll tell them where we've been, and also we'll be talking about food for 2 hours or whatever. Yeah, we're going to be starving.
Yeah.
And, like, there's nothing worse than being on tour, and then after the tour show, you're hungry, and you're like, where can we go and eat? Just the worst places in the world.
Yeah.
So, like, you need to eat beforehand.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're
That's good. Why, yeah. when I'm touring, I bring in my shows at, like, 9:15, 9:30.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can just sneak into some good places.
Oh,
and
that's
with the support.
Great.
Yeah.
Get it done. Get it done and get them out.
I mean, the most enviable job in show business, Chloe Pets. Congrats to her. 5 minute open.
Yeah. She's watching the football by 8:05. Yeah.
We always start with still or sparkling water on the pod. Do you have a preference?
This is awful. I don't like water, really. I don't like the taste of it. It doesn't have a taste. It does have a taste. It does. So I'd go tap water because I don't want to spend on something that, honestly, I'm not going to drink.
Fair.
Is that terrible?
No.
So there's a few people who have been on the pod who have said the same.
Oh, yeah?
So Jordan Banjo had never drunk water until he was, I don't know, late 20s or something?
Yeah.
Never had it.
Well, he had water, but it was always squash.
Yeah.
And he didn't like water because it reminded him of spit.
Yes.
And he felt like he was drinking.
Do you get that?
Yeah. Well, I will now. Yeah.
See, I love water, so I don't understand the not liking water thing.
Really?
But I totally understand getting the tap water thing.
Yeah.
So you don't want to spend on it. Do you not like any water? Or is there, like, if you had to have tap water from a particular tap or place, is there somewhere where you prefer water?
I feel like, I hope this isn't me just being like totally northern, but I feel like the water in London, it does taste different.
Yes, this was the road I was leading you down.
Oh, is it scientific fact?
Gotcha.
No, I have heard like people not from London, they're like, oh, I can't drink London water. Mm. I love it.
I gotta say, it's from a Midlands boy. Midlands water, and I'd never fussed by it. Came to London, probably was a change, still wasn't fussed. Northern water is exquisite.
There we go.
It is better. Manchester water, I mean, when I go to my girlfriend's mum's house, it is like drinking from a spring.
Yeah, she lives in a spring though, doesn't she?
Yes, she's...
Right.
From a family of deer. It is noticeably different.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That just makes sense. And it's different for, like, your hair and everything.
Too soft for me.
Is that what it is, too soft?
It's very soft, northern water.
Mm-hmm.
But for showering it, my hair goes too fluffy.
Brilliant.
A guy can look too adorable. You know?
Yeah. Like the Toby Carvery man with his curly hair.
If you're really thirsty.
Yeah.
Or it's a really hot day.
Yeah.
What are you reaching for to quench your thirst, if not a lovely cold water?
Well, a squash is ideal with ice cubes. Ice cubes make all the difference, I think.
Well, I'm about to blow your mind.
Go on.
Do you know what they're made of?
What? Come on. Don't. What is it?
What?
Shut up! Oh, my God!
We'll let you have, as your water course,
yeah,
squash, if you like.
future.
I think we've done that before.
Yeah. I often carry around, because I'm like an 8-year-old child, you know, one of them little mini squashes.
Who they're for.
Yeah, that's me. They're just for me.
In a little sachet, like a little sachet of squash.
It's like a sort of, it's almost the same size as a hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
So people think that you're just like cleansing your water with some antibacterial stuff, but you're not. You're just adding a bit of fun.
A squashet.
Right. How have they not called them that?
How have they not called them squashes? You've got to call it a squash.
It's a bit clunky, I guess,
a little
to
bit
say
clunky.
Squash, because it's not called squash, is it?
Squash.
So squash. I think that's David Brennan.
Yeah, squash. It is.
But yeah, you could get a little squash.
Oh, I'll have that then.
What flavour squash do you want?
Ooh.
It is good.
Some sort of like... I like a combo squashy. Do you know what I mean? Like an orange and mango or like a multitude of berries.
Yeah. Do you want that all in one squashy or do you want one orange squashy and one mango squashy?
Oh, I'd love one of each if you're offering.
And then you could do them at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Double them up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is a luxury restaurant, isn't it? Oh, my God.
We could lay on a whole buffet of squashes if you want.
Oh, my God.
A whole selection.
Would you do that for me?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Bit of the Toby Carvery style coming in.
Squaffe.
Yeah. We'll get you a squaffe.
We'll get you a squaffe if you want.
Guys, thank you. This is amazing.
And you want ice cubes?
I'd love some ice cube.
With northern water.
With northern water, specifically.
Whereabouts up north?
I think near the coast, near the east coast is where it's like, ooh la la. I think I'd describe water as that. So I went to school in a place called Hornsey, which is like, it's like below Whitby. And I don't know where people would know, but I think that's where it's at the sweetest.
Great. We can get your ice
cubes. Yeah, we can get that.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah, like Whitby water.
Whitby water. Let's do it.
We'll have a squashé squaffé for you.
With Whitby water ice cubes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Pop rums or bread?
Oh, God.
Pop rums or bread, Amy Glenhill? Pop rums or bread?
Bread, please.
Toast got scared. Sorry.
We finally got Benito's dog off to sleep. So he wasn't disturbing the record. And then we all forgot that he was about to be woken up horrifically.
Rise and shine, you mangy mutt.
You woke Toast up by shouting bread.
Yeah.
It's almost
like his name
as well.
He's like, oh no.
Oh,
double whammy.
That might be me.
Called him a mangy mutt.
Very funny that calling him a mangy mutt because he's the most adorable dog ever.
Yeah. He's so adorable. It's lovely. I'm sorry. Pop it onto the bread.
Yeah, bread, please. If that's all right, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Can I have white bread with some butter? Thanks.
Yeah, you can.
It's all right.
What sort of white bread?
Oh, something soft. I don't like it when it's crunchy and it hurts your gums.
So no sourdough?
No sourdough,
no.
If that's all right. Just like a bread bap, you know, like a soft, flowery...
Yes.
What the listener's missing out on here is Amy's hand movements, which is she's sort of tickling the bottom of the bap, almost.
Yeah.
The bread bap.
Both hands.
Tickling away.
Both hands. You know, I'd say the distance apart from each other with the hands would be as if they weren't bread baps.
Yeah.
is what we're seeing here.
Yeah.
And the tickling motion.
Yeah. So you're tickling the baps.
Tickling the soft... Yeah. Flowery bats.
Yeah, not hard to hurt your gums.
Not hard to hurt your gums. Nice and soft. Ideally, a little bit warm if you can.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's all right.
Yeah. It's not a problem.
That's amazing. And then some sort of... I like it when you get the butter in, like, little round discs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't think we've talked about this on the pod before.
About butter shapes.
Butter discs. The discs. Because the discs, they are better.
Yeah.
They come out and usually, especially if it's like, you know, they haven't just unwrapped it and the paper's still there or anything. It's just a disc of butter on like, you know, maybe a cold marble surface or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
How cold do you want this butter though in the cold disc?
Well, it's got to be like room temperature. It's got to be spreadable.
Yeah. But you're working on a cold bit
but
of cold
sometimes
marble,
just
mate.
Like for whatever reason, when it's on there, it just looks like it's soft. It's not hard when it's on the cold marble.
It really sound like a body.
Mm. Yeah,
comes out on a slab, on a marble slab.
Yeah, you know it's gonna be nice.
Yeah, the disc is one of the best shapes for butter, I think.
Yeah. I don't like, you know, rectangles or whatever. You know, that's that out of one of those packets where they're always hard.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Curls. The worst is when they bring it like a curl of butter and you're like, there's so much surface area taken up and half of it's air.
Yeah.
Not acceptable.
Yeah, don't like that. No. Don't like the butter curls.
The disc.
Do you want to see a bit of like rock salt on top of that disc? Or
oh,
you...
go on. Yeah, that would be phenomenal.
Even if it's salted butter, you need a bit of rock salt. It's like, you can tell me it's salted.
Yeah.
I want it. Show me the evidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is brilliant.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes.
How are you spreading the butter on? I have a lot of arguments with my wife about this.
Okay. Yeah.
It really came to blows about this on our honeymoon, actually, because you get a lot of bread and then a certain amount of butter.
Yeah.
And she will take the whole bit of bread and butter the whole bit of bread immediately and then eat it like one bit.
Yeah.
Tell you what I'm doing. And you already look like you're both on her side.
Yeah. Well, you're just quite a normal person.
Chunks of bread, putting a little bit of butter on each chunk and then eating it. So I'm getting as much butter as possible on each chunk. And she's taking most of that butter and going, that's all my butter.
Yeah.
That's all going on this bit of bread.
Yeah.
Buttering it and then eating it like she's at home.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're in a restaurant. You can have a bit of fun with it. Take a chunk, another chunk of butter, a little bit of butter on there. Too much butter, some might say, but who cares? We're enjoying ourselves. We're on honeymoon.
What do you think about that, Amy?
Oh, your honeymoon sounds lovely. Sounds so nice and relaxing. I'm with your wife.
Yeah,
I
thought you might be. But I could tell by your eyes when I said it.
You'd say you've got one lovely slice of bread each and a disc comes out. Obviously, you know half of that disc is yours. So you do, you can make it even. So then you can
do that's not what love's
what you
about,
want.
You know?
Love's not about splitting
the butter.
Sure, yeah.
Do you ask for a second disc of butter in this situation, Ed? No, you just tried. It's a race to... I mean, I can see why. If I was going out with someone... or married to someone, recently married to someone who spreads every morsel of bread with as much butter as they can, I might immediately get half that butter and spread it across my piece.
Yeah, but I don't see this.
Because I would be like, I've got to bank this now.
You know, if it's romance, though, if it's romance and someone immediately goes, that's my butter and that's my bread, it doesn't feel very nice. So eager to split everything until the bloody bill comes. Oh, she's going to be so angry about that.
She doesn't listen to this.
No, that's true. Genuinely true.
She doesn't listen to this podcast. That's why he comes in like a brave little boy every week, slagging her off on it. We have had guests on the pod before who have agreed with Ed, who say they love, I can't think of specifics, but they love butter in each piece of the bread. And to be honest, so I'm I just butter the whole piece of bread straight away. Yeah. And I like it nice and thick. However, just because I do that doesn't mean that when people say they do your approach, I don't think that does sound better than what I do, actually.
Right.
So I think it is better. I agree that your approach sounds nicer to eat, that every bit's got like as much butter as you can on it, and that's awesome.
But what if it was like a roll or a nice floury bap?
Yeah.
Are you cutting the roll in half and then buttering each half of the roll, or are you tearing it apart with your finger, seeing the steam rise? It's more tactile, it's more romantic.
Amy, do you want to take that first?
Gosh. What are you doing with the bap?
Yeah, I guess I would open it. I would go to Buttertown.
Yeah.
But then I would pick apart, probably.
But after you've gone to Buttertown?
After I've gone to Buttertown.
Interesting. So it's like a combined methods.
Yeah. Mm. But what's the option other than picking it apart afterwards? You're not cutting it piece by piece, are you, with a knife and fork?
No, I guess I'm talking about before the butter goes on. I would be like... Yeah, I mean, you know my style.
Just breaking it apart.
I'm excited again.
You're like Jesus dividing up the loaves.
Yes, but I'm just feeding me.
This is for you.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, well, yeah. This loaf
scowling
is going
at
on
your
for
wife.
Ages. But just Jesus eating it on his own.
Oh, he's got the fish out now. What's he going to do with that?
Yeah, he's just sitting in front of everyone going, oh, I couldn't possibly. Oh.
I'll tell you what, this really went along a lot further than I thought.
Thanks for the lunchbox, little kid. Is it a little kid brings it up to him? I think a little kid.
In a lunchbox.
A little kid with a lunchbox who's like, I've got loaves and fishes in here if you want to share these out, Jesus.
Does it say in the Bible how big the loaves and fishes were? Because if they were massive, then it's less of a miracle, isn't it?
Yeah, this kid who's like spent the whole weekend baking these massive loaves, caught a couple of absolute stonkers in the lake, brings them in.
Of course we can feed 5,000
Jesus,
with that.
Can you feed anyone with these?
Two whales.
That's two dolphins you've caught, kid. We call them fish in Bible times. We haven't got a name for them yet.
Jesus has got such an attitude.
Two dolphins, kid.
Are you kidding me, kid? Who bought this kid here?
Are your mum and dad here? This fucking kid.
Everyone made this fucking kid. Your dream starter.
Yeah.
Now, is this from a specific place? Or is it like a general dish that you love this particular dish wherever you find it?
Well, what I thought about when prepping for this was, with a starter, sometimes you can eat too much and spoil your main. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I wanted something that was going to whet the appetite and actually make me want more. And I was thinking, what makes me hungrier as I'm eating it? And it's crisps and dip.
Okay.
Am I allowed that in a restaurant?
Yes. Yeah.
It's your dream.
It's your dream restaurant.
Okay, brilliant. So we're going...
Also, I think crisps and dip is in restaurants.
Is
it? As well. Yeah.
What restaurants?
Well, it depends what crisps you're talking about, what dip and all
yeah.
that, right?
It might sure. be like where we just had the bread course. They might bring it out.
Oh,
then
yeah,
some places
sure.
might have that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they'd have like a few ready salted crisps and olives and things like that, whereas I want something like... chili heatwave Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Something like very
something,
specific.
Something like this exact crisp.
Something along the lines of 150 gram of chili heatwave Doritos, please. And a sour cream dip. I want a hot crisp with a cooling, soothing dip.
I like it.
So we're either going that or Sensations, the Thai chili one, mm-hmm. with like a hummus, you know?
But we can,
I mean, oh, yeah, God, at the crafe.
So good.
We found a... half-eaten bag of chili heatwave Doritos in our flat, and we don't know where it came from. Neither of us eat.
What?
Neither of us have eaten Doritos in years. It was next to the boiler. I was like, "Are these your chili heatwave Doritos? No. Are they yours? No. What the hell are they doing here?
What?
Half of them are there.
Surely. When was the last time you had the boiler serviced?
Last week. But it wasn't the boiler man, because this was before he came round. We discovered them.
But before that...
So I went to have a look at the boiler, because I was like, I think it's service time.
Yeah. A lot of people, they'll do it by date.
Yes.
You just do it by vibe, right?
There's a thing that comes up that flashes up on this panel.
Yeah.
A little spanner. And that tells you it's service
time. It's service time.
So I was like, I'm pretty sure it's service time. I have a little look.
That was your catchphrase when you were a wrestler, when you were the boiler man, right?
It's service time.
It's service time.
You could be called Pat Test.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I should be called that. But yeah, I went to look for the spanner, the little flashy spanner on the screen. And I was like.
Oh, so it wasn't the spanner came up and you knew it was service time. You were like, oh, I think the spanner might have just come up.
I think it's service time.
It's service time.
Well, actually, I mean, truth is, I got the letter in the post that said it's service time.
Okay.
And then I was like, is it? I was like, is it? I'm going to go and look and see if the spanner's there.
A lot less impressive now.
So that made me go, I'm going to look and see if the spanner's there. Went and looked. And I was like, what the fuck? Half a bag of chili.
God.
Hey, is this your bag of chili? Doesn't seem like your usual fare. And she's like, no, I thought it was yours. It's not mine.
You said to your girlfriend, it doesn't seem like your usual fare.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Where are you living? Victorian time.
Hey.
This doesn't seem like your usual fare.
During lockdown, we just came up with our own way of communicating.
Sure, So your question to her was, it doesn't seem like you normally eat chili heatwave Doritos, rather than why have you had a packet of crisps and left half of them next to the boiler?
That's kind of hard. That's what I was building up to.
Yeah.
What's this? Why did you eat these? Why are they still... And it's a massive pack as well.
Was it? Grab bag?
Yeah, kind of that you get for, like, friends coming over.
I guess it was the last time the boiler was serviced, right?
What? The boiler man came round and we put on dips for him?
No, but he might have been eating his lunch or something.
And he just left it there.
And
he left it there,
then a year later...
The boiler is, like, out in the open in the kitchen. It's, like, in the corner. The surface under the boiler is the same countertop for everything in the kitchen.
So you would have seen it before?
Yeah, but I just didn't notice it before. So there's like the toaster, then the chopping boards are all next to the toaster, and then there's a little gap where normally we might bung the blender there sometimes, mm-hmm. and then there's the boiler, and then next to the blender this time was this pack of chili heatwave Doritos, and it was like folded down, so someone had that's quite mindful.
Yeah,
whoever did that.
This could be a new true crime podcast, couldn't it?
Yeah,
I need to say broadcast then.
Broadcast. Yeah. I mean, in my head, I'm just thinking, is your girlfriend having an affair with someone who's very mindful and eats chili heat with Doritos?
Yeah.
Good point. Listen, if you're listening to this, you dip-loving motherfucker. I'm going to feed those Doritos to you up your ass.
It's Jesus again. He's back.
Hey, Karen.
Oh, you'll be believing in Jesus when I'm done with you.
I mean,
you motherfucker.
I hate to go down this road, but shape and flavouring. I think the chili heat wave Dorito would be the worst crisp to have pushed up your ass.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Corners and spice.
Let's see. What would I not like up there more crisp wise? We can all think this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like a chipstick.
That's perfect.
Oh.
The salt and vinegar too much.
The salt and vinegar.
Shape-wise, it's perfect. Shape-wise, it's perfect to go up the ass. But the salt and the vinegar and the, you know, it's quite a rough texture. Mm. I think almost it would, how easy it goes up your ass would be a problem.
You know? I think consistency-wise, it would disintegrate quickly enough for it to not be an issue. Same with the skip. A skip's dissolved, depending on how moist your ass is, a skip is dissolving immediately on contact with any anus.
Yeah, that's not even making it in. That's melting.
Not on your wet anus.
Not on my absolute swamp of an anus. It does look a bit like, Benito's just pointed out, it does look a bit like an anus, a skip.
Ooh.
So it would just think it's meeting one of its, it would fall in love. It would fall in love when it sees the bubble. And then melt.
Yeah, it would. Oh, I want to see that as like an animated short.
Yeah.
Before Pixar.
Yes. Yeah.
It's Parents almost some inanimate object singing about being in love, isn't it?
Yeah. Skip falling in love with an anus.
A little song about it.
Yeah.
But his heart melted.
I think Heatwave Doritos is the worst.
Amy, do you have a crisp that you'd like to shout out for? Worst up there?
Worst and best. Worsties and besties.
The only thing similar to a sort of chilly heat wave thing, but maybe a worse ship, maybe a better ship, is the Flaming Hot Monster Munch, you know, because it's the monster claw, because they're quite thick.
Yeah, it would literally grab on, wouldn't it?
It would, it would grab right on. So I think that would be quite bad. Good. Do you know what? One of the little cheese balls.
Yeah.
You know what?
You know what, if I had to? Yeah. If you're making me, just put one of them up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not going to disintegrate like a skip. It's still, I don't know why you'd not want it to disintegrate, but a little cheese ball.
It'd be easier to load someone up with them.
Yeah.
You could load them up
quite
easily.
Like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah. You can pop them in one after the other.
Yeah.
Time to cover that. We ask that every week. Nice and spicy knickknacks would be a nightmare because they're random, aren't they? You never know which way they're going to go.
Sure.
Oh, that's true.
They wouldn't know what to expect every time.
But they wouldn't dissolve like a chipstick.
No.
Yep.
I think
they're solid.
They're solid.
They'd maintain their structural integrity.
Yeah. And it's sort of knobbly. Maybe that's nice, actually.
Yeah, actually, maybe I'm thinking about the best.
That'd be a bonus.
That's nice. Yeah. I once ate a whole pack of prawn cocktail Pringles and it took all the skin off the inside of my lips.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. And do you know what? I did it. I've done it two or three times, which is terrible.
Yeah.
But thinking of that near the sensitive parts of your bum, that's going to be a nightmare.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, fool me once in that scenario. You know, you've taken the skin off your lips three times.
Yeah.
Don't be putting it anywhere else.
No.
So chips and dips.
Chips and dips.
Chips and dips, yes, please.
But specifically sour cream dip.
Yeah, something cooling. I think, you know, when you're at a buffet and there's like big bowls of crisps and I just get so hungry. I think, I'll have one. And then it's like, this is brilliant. And you don't want to stop. And then if the main meal's coming, I think you're like prepped, ready, mentally, to devour, to feast.
Yeah.
You know?
It is a good dip as well. I'm thinking of the, you know, when you buy the multi-pack of dips.
Oh, yeah.
There's some weird ones in there.
Yeah.
Like there's like a Thousand Island one in there. They're never selling that individually, so why is it in the multi-pack?
Well, it's always the fourth one that's the weird one, right? You've got guacamole, salsa, sour cream, and then the fourth one.
Like a pink one.
It's anyone's game.
Yeah.
The pink one's a Thousand Island, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Or it's another sour cream one, but it's got cheese in it this time.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks.
It's got cheese in it.
Yeah, like bits of grated cheese. So, it's always the fourth one. They need to do they should just do a triple one.
Yeah.
Either do a triple one or get us put hummus in the fourth one or something. And everyone likes hummus. Yeah, you said hummus earlier.
Yeah.
It's surely that in the dip charts is knocking around sometimes number one, I'd say, for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Why is that not the fourth one?
Although there's not many crisps, I'd say, that can handle dipping in hummus, especially if you're scooping.
Sure.
Even a Dorito, I think, if you're pushing it down into hummus and trying to scoop it out, especially if the hummus has been in the fridge, you're snapping off, you've just got a tip of Dorito left.
That's a nightmare. Like, how do you feel? Explain, like, to the listener, your emotional journey when you dip a chip in and it snaps and now you're just left with the corner of a Dorito and the rest of it's in the dip.
Well, you feel like an idiot, don't you? You feel like an absolute idiot. You feel like the person that's run for the bus and missed it and everyone's looked out of the window being like, you stupid, pathetic woman. But there was a way around it. Uh-huh. And you get two Doritos of a similar shape, similar size. You put them next to each other. You scoop them together.
Oh,
you double Dorito in.
Oh, I'd not even thought of that.
Yeah.
Doubling up.
I've
doubled up.
This. You've done it.
I've been known to double up.
Done it.
And it just makes everything a bit more solid. You can really go to town with the dips.
Yeah. And then I guess you're sometimes, if you're dipping, you get it on the top where you wanted it.
Yeah.
And also some might go in between the crisps as well.
A little sandwich. Okay. Well, that's our tip of the week. Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I want to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Move on to your dream main course. You've taken it slowly with this starter for a reason, because there's something coming up, I can tell.
It's big.
And you've wanted to make some room for it.
It's really big. Because of what we talked about earlier with the Toby Carvery, I feel like I've maybe led myself down a path here. But my sort of dream main is like a giant Yorkshire, like a giant Yorkshire pudding, but filled with just everything. Tarragon mash is my favourite thing in the world. It has to be creamy, it has to be buttery, but the tarragon is what elevates it. you know?
I've never had tarragon mash.
Never had tarragon mash.
I'm so on board.
It's the best.
Do you know what? I think I'm about to do it.
What?
I think I'm about to take off my crown and hand it over to Amy Gledhill because I don't think I am. I am the mash king any longer.
Yeah. This tarragon mash is great.
You may be the true mash king.
And we're skimming over that you've put the tarragon mash in the worst thing to ever be invented.
Don't listen to me, Mamie. This is a long-running thing on the podcast. He doesn't like Yorkshire puddings.
You don't like Yorkshire puddings?
No. It's
the best thing about Yorkshire puddings is you can put other things in them.
Here we go.
You're saying you don't like the soggy bit of Yorkshire?
I'm saying, in life in general, I don't like sogginess.
Food. Soggy food's good. Soggy Yorkshire puds.
Dry boy.
I'm a dry boy.
You're a little dry boy.
I'm dry and crispy.
Thing, if you're a dry boy, you can have a dry Yorkshire pud. They're lovely dry.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're lovely both.
They are.
Boring. They're boring. There's no
texture,
taste to them.
Every texture in the world going on in a Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fluffy?
Yes.
Yes. Fluffy. It's crispy. It's dry. It's soggy. Yeah. It's delicious. It's simple. It's complex.
You can put stuff in it. You can put stuff on it.
Yeah. Hot, cold if you want.
Yeah, sweet.
There's nothing improved with a Yorkshire pudding.
That's not true.
Come on.
That's not an improvement.
Don't blink in the face of this.
This is crazy to me. This is absolutely crazy to me.
I just find them very bland.
Everyone looks at him like he's crazy.
This is madness.
No one is on his side. In fact, we've got a single person come on this pod.
No, it's true.
And agree with you on this.
Very bland.
They're delicious. Can you remember the first time you had a Yorkshire pudding and what it did to your life?
Oh, do you know what? I think I've just grown up with them in my blood. Do you know? Yeah. Probably literally like cholesterol, isn't it? But I think... Always on a Sunday, you'd have a Yorkshire. We have them with Christmas dinner and everything. Is that a normal thing?
Yeah, I think some people.
Okay, I'm gonna make my normal point that I always make about the Yorkshire pudding. James is going to get really angry with me. They take up too much real estate on a plate.
It's ridiculous. Did you hear that Emmy's putting stuff into the Yorkshire pudding, mate?
Yeah.
So therefore...
It's taking up no real estate.
But is that then on a plate?
It's as big as a plate.
Is it on a plate?
It doesn't have to be. But it's just going to catch a bit of the sogginess. No. So
you get it off the plate, you can still get more of those things on the plate.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Yes. Because the Yorkshire pudding has
walls.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You've got more.
You've got more. You can pack more in.
Yeah.
It's a structure. It's a building.
It's a bin.
It's a palace.
You're putting everything in and layering it up like a big bin of food.
is that what you call a bowl?
Well, it is when I'm putting like mash. We haven't heard what else is in it. If this is just a Yorkshire pudding full of mash, I'm going to be really angry.
No, that's it's delicious. Not. It's not.
There's other things in it.
There's garden peas.
Yes.
Awful.
Oh my God. Absolutely. So rude.
Yeah. Very rude.
Then I'd go for a chicken, actually. Some sort of chicken.
A whole chicken in the.
A whole chicken. Yes, I'd go for a whole chicken. Just on top.
I'm talking roast chicken here.
I'd go roast chicken, yeah, of course. I'd go roast chicken. Roast chicken, gravy, carrots, turnips, honey roasted, please.
Uh-huh. Honey roasted turnips?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah, really good. Broccoli, but done in the air fryer, so it's like super crispy and dry, like really dry. You'd really like it.
Yeah, I would like that. I'm dry crispy boy.
Dry crispy boy.
Dry crispy boy.
And then I top it off with seaweed, you know.
What? Did not see this coming.
Big left turn here.
Yeah.
Like from a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
Like
100%.
Is it wakame? I think is the wakame salad. The sort of almost like a bit jelly-y.
Yes.
Yeah. I love
kind
that
of
stuff.
Seaweed.
Yeah.
Wow. It's roast chicken, which means that this is the second thing you've got in common with Claudia Winkleman now. Claudia Winkleman came on the podcast.
Yes.
Does not like water, very anti-water, and chose a roast chicken as her main. What should we get into first here? There's a lot of things. I'd like to hear about the turnips. I don't think anyone has chosen turnips yet on the podcast.
I think we should hear about the turnips because that feels like it fits within the meal.
Yeah.
And then we need to hear about the seaweed because that feels like a crazy addition.
Out of nowhere, I'd like to know if you have had it before with all of these things.
Yes.
With those things.
Yeah.
Where from? Maybe we're starting here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're starting here.
Okay.
Where from? Where do you go that does a roast and put seaweed on it?
There is a country pub just outside of Hull where you can ask and they'll give you seaweed.
Okay.
And so is that on the menu?
Seaweed's on the menu because it's one of them that does like all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What's it called?
What, the pub?
Yeah.
Can I check?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just outside of Cottingham and it's on a big roundabout.
And
it's not a Toby Carvery, but do you know what? It's not far off.
It is called the Toby Carvery. And that's not seaweed.
But it's run by a Japanese guy.
The half moon. And went there with my parents, and the girl was like, do you want seaweed on it?
That must have fucking destroyed you the first time you heard that. Like, what?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock, but she said it so casually that it was like, oh, does everyone... I was like, yeah, okay. Like, wasn't like, oh, my God, oh, I need to try it. I was just like, yeah, sure, because it was like, do you want it with the greens and with the... I was like, yeah. Do you want seaweed on it? Yeah, it's a taste sensation. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, go on then. Go on then, I love it. So, seaweed on mash in particular is like...
All the time we're going mash.
Oh, I love the idea of it. I can imagine it, but I've just never been in a situation where it's been possible.
Never been possible. I've never been to the half moon.
Would you try it at home?
Yeah, I'd do that at home for sure.
Really?
On the tarragon, does it go with all the tarragon mash?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be confident enough.
You're the mash king, man.
Yeah, but not put seaweed on it.
Just a little sprinkle.
Hold on, you sprinkle them? I thought this was the jelly stuff. What are we talking here?
Oh, well,
are you talking
like crispy boy? Crispy
Nori,
dry
you're
boy.
Talking about like the stuff that goes around sushi.
No, well,
are you talking about the stuff like if you went to like a Chinese restaurant, and you got it as a starter, that kind of seaweed.
Yeah, I guess that kind of seaweed.
That makes more sense to me.
Yeah, I guess nori would also work. The sheets that they're
the
sheet. Wrap sushi
you can
in.
Get sheets. Yeah.
But they're sprinkling them on. They're not sprinkling.
You're not sprinkling a sheet on.
Yeah, but you can get it. You can chop up a sheet.
Can we ring them now? I wouldn't be against it.
Yeah,
I can ring them. Yeah, I'll ring them.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, my God.
I'll ring them and we'll find out what's going on.
You say, asking you about the seaweed that you put on the roast, and they go, are you with Amy?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Here we go. Putting them on speaker.
Oh, my God.
Good evening, Half Moon Skippy.
Hello. I just phoned in to have a quick question. With the roasts, is there the option to have seaweed on them? Is this the right place?
Sorry, could you say that again? It's a bit loud in here.
Yeah, no worries. With the roast dinners, is there an option to have seaweed on the roast dinners? Is this the right place?
No, I think.
Sorry, there's a place nearby. Is this just outside of Cottenham, yeah?
Sorry.
Are you just outside of Cottenham?
Yes, we are, yeah.
Okay, there's a place nearby that does roasts that have... Sorry, my friend was trying to... We're trying to book a place that she remembers.
Could be the Millhouse Restaurant, I suppose.
Oh, the Millhouse?
Yeah, try the Millhouse.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Cheers. Thanks, mate. Bye. give me the number, Benito. Give me the number because that was not.
Skippy's
it was not,
not
the
right.
half
Skippy's
that,
not right.
Shout out to that lady for being so patient with
she
you.
Was yeah, lovely, she was lovely, wasn't she?
She had a noisy restaurant on her hands there. She was not enjoying it.
It's not Skidby. Should I text my mum?
Text your mum.
That could have been a Mo Sizzlak style prank because she just ran with it.
She just went along it.
Yeah. The seaweed. And the earth did a poo.
Hey, anyone see the seaweed? I mean, it's not looking good for you because,
imagine what
a thing to make up, you know? That there's a place that does seaweed on the roast.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be calling your mum.
I don't want to call my mum.
Up to you. I don't know how much of this is staying in for the listener, but this is the most amount of research we've ever done.
Yeah.
Mid-pod. Seaweed roast dinner, Cottenham, is what I'm going to Google.
I feel like I'm in CTU.
Oh, I love it. Have you texted your mum?
Yeah. What's up to?
I really want to know this.
Shall I ring my mum?
Yeah, ring your mum.
Do I put her on speakerphone?
Only if you want, if you feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Okay.
Imagine if it's the woman in the pub again.
Science neither. Come on. Mama Gledhill.
Hello.
Hiya, Mum.
Hiya.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
I've got a weird question. I'm doing a podcast right now.
Uh-huh.
So you're on speakerphone. I'm with James and Ed. Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Signal maker, I warn you.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, just being quick, we're trying to find we're trying to find the name of the restaurant we went to where we had a roast dinner on a big roundabout, and we drove there, and on the roast dinner, they like sprinkle seaweed on the mash, and we're trying to find that restaurant, and I can't remember the name of it, and I thought it was near Cottingham.
How long ago?
It was before COVID, but I drove there, so it was after I passed my driving test.
God.
Do you remember what it was called?
Oh, just ask your dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you remember a restaurant we went to? Amy drove, and it was on a round table, you say?
No, it was on a roundabout. It's on a big roundabout.
Oh, it's on a big roundabout. And they sprinkle seaweed or something on the mash. We had a big roast dinner. It's on a big roundabout. Just before COVID. And was it just me and your dad and you?
I think maybe there was one other person. But I know I drove because I left first before you did.
So it wasn't Victoria Dock?
No, it wasn't.
When you drove off?
No, it wasn't then.
It wouldn't have been Home Farm, would it? That you would have got a carvery from there.
maybe.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Could
perfect.
Be Home
near
Farm.
The Humber Bridge.
Near the Humber Bridge. Yeah. Could be that one.
That's on a big roundabout, isn't it?
Home Farm.
We did go there. Because I think I can remember getting a pink gin because I wasn't driving.
Yeah. Maybe it was that then. All right, then. Well, we're just trying to work out which one it is, so we'll try that one. Thanks, Mum.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Your mum's an absolute hero.
Bless her.
Come on.
Thank you for calling the Home Farm Barista. I'm sorry, all of our team members are busy with guests at the moment. If you'd like to book a table, you can always book online at www.brewersfair.co.uk, where you can also find lots of information on how you can dine safely with us. Thanks for your call, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
No option of an answer, fine?
No.
Just free advertising.
Heartbreaking.
Free advertising. Just gave him a free advert.
I'll be honest, it doesn't... It doesn't feel like the sort of place that are going to offer seaweed.
Farm.
Absolutely.
It's a brewer's fair. It's a brewer's fair.
Absolutely obsessed with it. It's something we're going to have to throw to the listeners, which is torture. Here's the reason I really want to be able to solve this for you, Amy.
Yeah, please.
It's because if we don't solve it in this episode,
there
is a right answer out there.
Yeah.
There will be a lot of people who know that answer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you will get every single week for the rest of your life someone tweeting you what the answer to this thing is. When Nicola Coughlan came on the episode, she couldn't remember what a Staffordshire oat cake was. We didn't solve it within the episode.
Right.
Every day of her life, someone tweets her going, "Oh, just so you know, it's a Staffordshire oat cake."
Yeah.
Every single day.
And still, it's still part of her life, even though she's on the biggest show on Netflix.
Yeah. So if we don't solve this for you within the episode, everyone's going to be tweeting you going, "It's this place."
Yeah.
And that's all your timeline's going
to
be.
But I think that's it. We're going to have to move on. It sounds delicious.
I'm gonna just message my brother Paul, and if he gets back within the episode, we'll know.
In the meantime, your dream side dish.
But is it a side dish situation, or is the joy of the big Yorkshire pudding that you can put everything within the Yorkshire pudding? You don't have any room on the plate for a side dish.
Yeah, well, this was the one I was kind of struggling with in terms of, because I've got everything
I want.
You've
got tarragon mash.
I've got the mash, I've got the peas, I've got the veg.
Mystery seaweed.
You know, I've got the crispy seaweed, of course. Mm-hmm. Anything I could think of for a side dish, you'd just put...
Don't know if that came over the mic, but James has picked toast up. Toast licking the microphone. This is the most chaotic episode we've ever recorded.
I'm so sorry, Amy. He's biting the table.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Don't worry. Wondering. He's going to sleep now, Toasty.
He's not going to sleep. You can't say go to sleep as a dog's chewing on the side of a table.
Oh, it feels so nice to have on my lap, though.
Are you sure no side dish, by the way? Was there anything that occurred to you?
No, genuinely, it would have just been like bread and butter, which I've got. I've got everything I need. Yeah. That's the sort of joy of this main,
yeah.
You know?
It's all in one big...
It's all there.
That one big fantastic. Horrible bucket.
One big bin.
Sounds delicious. Sounds delicious. Dream drink.
Pepsi Max Cherry.
Yeah! Sorry, Toast. Oh, no. He was absolutely settled. He was settled. Oh, no, he's gone crazy. He's biting me. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
It's 100% your fault.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, there you go. It's okay. Yeah, Toast. Pepsi Max Cherry is delicious.
Yeah. Love
big
it.
Choice in this room yeah. as well. We both love it. We're both obsessed with it.
Oh, really?
It's my little treat if I'm driving back from a gig. I'll get myself a little Pepsi Max Cherry. Sit there because it's quite a big bottle as well.
Yeah.
Supping away. Absolutely yeah. love it. Yeah. Love it.
Love a Pepsi Max Cherry. Had one yesterday. Oh. Went to a gig to watch some rappers.
Oh.
And I was like, one Pepsi like, Max Cherry, please.
I should have one of the cool drinks yeah. to hang out with the rappers.
Well, it's like everyone having gin and juice. Saycaster's got a Pepsi Max Cherry on the go. Delicious.
Yeah, it's the best.
Talk us through your love affair with the Pepsi Max Cherry.
Well, not being a big fan of water, I think Pepsi Max Cherry is the opposite of water. It's just got so much flavour, so many chemicals, so many beautiful, pure chemicals.
Yeah.
I just think it's gorgeous. It can't be improved. You can try and have a Coca-Cola cherry. It's not as good. You can have anything you want with cherry and it's just doesn't have the right. It's just not right. Mm-hmm. But Pepsi Max Cherry, bit of ice. Oh, God, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's just so a perfect good. Drink.
A cherry's never tasted like that.
No.
Real cherries don't do the job. Imagine if real cherries tasted like cherry and Pepsi Max.
Oh, my God.
I'd get through punnets of the thing.
Yeah.
Love it, just constantly throwing them in.
Easily.
Yeah. Love it.
So good. I mean, the first time I had a Pepsi Max cherry, I was like, this can't be real.
Yeah.
This can't be sugar free.
Yeah, sugar free.
Right? That should be so delicious.
Yeah.
Sweet. I guess it's you offset it with the chemicals, right?
Yeah.
It is bad for you, but internally and over a number of years, yeah. I'd imagine this. Yeah.
I've never heard anyone go, well, they died because they drank too much Pepsi Max cherry.
No. Yeah.
No.
You know? That's not a thing. That's a great. I'm glad that's finally been a choice on the pod. It's.
Have you ever tried adding booze to it?
Yeah. Amaretto.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, cherry amaretto. Look at Bakewell.
Putting the sugar back in.
It's like a Bakewell tart, yeah.
That is great.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Do you have a name for that cocktail?
No, let's think of one.
A Gledhill tart?
Wow.
Didn't think I got to the end there. Really didn't think about that. Bakewell tart, Gledhill. As soon as I got to tart, I was like, oh no, hold on. Tart means something else. Well done, James.
A Gledhill tart?
Oh, God,
I'm so sorry.
No, I think that's perfect, actually.
Gledhill tart.
That was bad.
That was bad.
It's perfect.
Fucking hell. What an episode. Come on in. Let's make you phone your mum. We're going to let a dog just completely run amok, call you a tart and send you home.
Don't forget which crisp would you shove up your anus.
While you're here, ruminate over this little brain teaser. What crisp would you like to shove up your ass? And then we have the nerve to call you a tart afterwards.
Come on, James, ask the question, the one you like asking.
Huh?
Dessert.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, I know the dog's distracting you.
We're doing a food podcast. Dessert, I'm excited about. You've already said you like the something sweet from Greg's.
Yeah.
I know I'm in no danger here of someone saying, you know, you're not going to do cheese and biscuits, are you?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
No way.
No.
You like the sweet cherry Pepsi Max over a water. So we're in good hands here.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so, you know the, like a Rolo yogurt?
Yes.
You know...
Just like a Rolo yogurt.
Like a Rolo yogurt. Imagine a Rolo yogurt, then something just like it. But they're too small.
Yeah.
You know, because not necessarily the Rolo bit on the bottom, but like the chocolate bit, the pure chocolate bit, and you also get it in the, you know, the Cadbury's, the pots, the chocolate pots, but they're too small, so I want that, but really big, right? But then I was thinking, but what else do I want? And I thought I could sort of make that into the base of a trifle, my own special trifle.
Yeah. A special now, Gled Hill trifle.
A Gled Hill trifle,
with,
yeah.
With Rolo yogurt instead
with Rolo
of
yogurt.
What are you replacing?
So the jelly's gone. The jelly's gone. And yeah. Also I thought the base of it could be, you know, like the best bit of a cake where it's like the icing, like the thick icing.
Yeah.
Or marzipan.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd that would be the base of it. Then it would be.
But you're losing the cake. The cake's gone.
Cake's gone.
We're putting marzipan. So yeah. It's marzipan.
Marzipan icing.
Yeah.
It's thick though. Would like it's what's that like 2-3 inches?
That looks like 2 inches.
I
wish.
It's 8, isn't it?
So that yeah, like pretty
2 inches.
Good old layer. Yeah.
2 inches of marzipan and cake icing. Is
yeah.
That an inch each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going an inch each. Then thick Rolo yogurt chocolate-ness.
Just the chocolate.
Yeah, just the chocolate.
Yeah. Rolo yogurt. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
The chocolate. And then on top of that, you've got your sort of thick set custard, yeah. Then your cream, and then your hundreds and thousands.
So what you've done cleverly cherries. With the trifle is you've removed all of the texture. Well, I guess you got sort of, you sort of go
marzipan.
Through soft, rock solid.
Instead of putting yeah. Those on the side or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interestingly, I think we might have finally found a pudding that might be too sweet for James.
That's interesting, because I was about to say that I'm in love with Amy.
Okay, I was wrong.
I think it's the greatest pudding we've had on this podcast.
Yes.
I would vote for Amy if she was running for Prime Minister.
It's very inventive. I love
that's what
the
I liked
it.
As soon as you said, Rolo desserts are too small,
yeah.
I was like, finally someone said it.
Yeah.
Because, like, no one's brought that up on this podcast. It's absolutely 100% true. The best desserts are too small.
Yeah.
It infuriates me.
Yeah.
Rolo desserts, so delicious. You have one and you're like, well, I'm obviously going to eat the whole 4-pack because, like, what the hell?
I've never had one.
Whoa.
Such a dry boy.
Yeah, such a dry boy. I love a Rolo, sure.
A dry little
dry
boy.
Dry as hell.
You should try it, man. Milky Bar desserts. Would you like the Milky Bar
oh,
ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm
very
into it.
Good.
I love the idea.
They're great. They're like American puddings, what Americans call pudding.
Right, okay. So like sloppy.
Yeah, but like they've got some form. They've got
yeah.
Some wobble to them.
Yeah, yeah, they've got a bit of wobble.
Sure.
They're
there's
so good.
Yeah, there's a bit of structural integrity. That's why I was thinking you could probably balance like custard on it.
Mm.
It'd be wobbly, but you know, I'd give it a try.
Yeah.
I'd give it a bloody try.
I love it. I mean, would you consider, if I may workshop with a fellow...
please do.
Like, maybe put in, like, I would maybe put in between the Rolo dessert
yeah.
And the custard, like, wafer biscuits, like, pink wafer biscuits or something.
Oh.
In between, as like a dam, but also give you some...
Oh, my
you know,
God, yeah.
And that would be
that's
good.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Really good.
This is incredible.
I really like the sound of this
yeah.
Trifle.
This needs a name.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Hard to think of the name for. I mean, obviously Rolo seems to be the star of the show here.
Yeah.
So you should probably make it to do with Rolo.
Rolo trifle, but then you know there's marzipan at the bottom.
True. Yeah.
Which is a big surprise, I think.
yeah.
And is this all in a Yorkshire pudding as well?
No, it's not.
Could be.
Could be in like in like what you get an ice cream cone, that kind of textured. Wafer
like
waffle, type thing, like
waffle
yeah. Type thing.
Big massive waffle cone instead of a bowl.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, there's a lot of savoury things that you get in an edible bowl, a tortilla bowl, you know, like and it's like, oh, it's a big selling point, you can eat the bowl. Not enough desserts are like, you can eat the bowl as well.
Yeah.
I know you're neither of you are, but you're talking like you're stoned.
Yeah.
And then instead of the bowl, imagine if it was just waffle cone. Take the jelly out of marzipan.
I would love this dessert, man.
Yeah.
I would have the waffle bowl.
Yeah, change the world. There wouldn't be any wars if this was a dessert.
They don't get us, man. Your main course was in an edible Yorkshire pudding bowl. And now your dessert is in an edible waffle cone bowl. I respect you.
If we don't need plates, if you get rid of plates, then we save the environment.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
I love it. I mean, roller pan, marzipan, marzipan. I don't know.
Rolo marzipan.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love it.
Mashed. Both of you mashed.
Mash kings.
Yeah.
The mashed kings.
Yes. And that's our spin-off podcast.
I'm going to read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about
it. Okay, great.
What course you would like?
Squaffy
with Whitby water ice cubes, poppadoms or bread, warm white bap with salted room temperature disc of butter, starter, crisp and dip, the Doritos and the, what was it again? The
sour cream. Chili heat with Doritos
and sour cream. Main course, giant Yorkshire pudding filled with tarragon mash, roast chicken, honey roast turnips, didn't even get into those, broccoli and seaweed sprinkled on top from an unknown restaurant that we would like the listeners to help us with. Side dish, pass, because it's already all in the Yorkshire put. Drink, Pepsi Max cherry, yes. Dessert, self-invented trifle in a waffle bowl with marzipan, icing, Rolo yogurt, custard, cream and... hundreds and thousands on the top. I thought it said 100 grams, 1,000 grams here. I was like, yeah, yes, please. No seaweed on the top of the trifle.
No. Well, we don't know. Someone might do it.
Yeah, who knows? Go to a certain place. How do you feel about that, hearing it back?
It's a lot, isn't it? It's a real lot.
Dream meal, though.
But, yeah.
You've got to go for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was on death row, that's what I'd have.
Well, no, you got a gig after that.
Yeah. With this unnamed comedian. that's the main tweet you're going to be getting.
Yeah.
Correct.
Who was the comedian who had a Toby Carvery before every single meal? Do you want to give the listeners a clue at least? Are they a TV regular, Amy?
They're well known.
I know. You already know.
Do you?
Yeah, I know. Amy, thank you very much for coming on the Off Menu podcast.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
There we are. What an episode.
I had so much fun. We don't often get to phone people's parents during the podcast. That was a lot of fun.
Maybe we should from now on. We should make it a feature.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yes.
And Amy didn't say horrible sausage.
She didn't say horrible sausage. Thank you, Amy Gledhill. Do go and see Amy's Fringe show, The Girl Before the Girl You Marry, at the Monkey Barrel for the entirety of the Edinburgh Fringe.
It will be fantastic, guaranteed. You've got a guarantee there.
Nailed on guarantee. I'm doing the Fringe as well. edgamble.co.uk for details of that and the rest of my tour for the rest of the year. Thank you.
Yes, I will not be doing the Fringe. I'll be in Disney World.
Ever again.
Going to Disney World.
The Disney Fringe. James is doing the Disney Fringe. He'll be doing his solo show. Heckler's welcome at the Star Wars bit.
What are you doing? Rise of the Resistance, featuring James Acaster, Heckler's welcome.
He'll be doing it in his little Yoda outfit, kneeling on his shoes.
I was speaking like Yoda for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And if you heckle me, you have to heckle like Yoda also.
Well, the show, actually, do look up the show properly because it's called Heckler's Welcome, They Are.
Yeah, that's the full title. And then that as well in the title.
Welcome, hecklers, I do. It's a bit of fun.
It's always a bit of fun.
We always like a bit of fun at the end. Just really kick back, let our hair down a bit.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening. We will see you again next week or another time.
Cowabunga!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
there's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.